The Old Testament reading for the last Sunday of the church year is from Isaiah chapter 51. Give attention to me, my people, and give ear to me, my nation. For a law will go out from me, and I will set my justice for a light to the peoples. My righteousness draws near. My salvation has gone out, and my arms will judge the peoples. The coastlands hope for me, and for my arm they wait. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look at the earth beneath. For the heavens vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment, and they who dwell in it will die in like manner. But my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will never be dismayed. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from Jude. But you, beloved, build yourselves up in your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. And have mercy on those who doubt. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. To others show mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 13th chapter. Jesus said, "In those days, after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey, when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or when the cock crows, or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake." This is the word of our Lord. Our text today is Mark chapter 13, 24 to 37, the gospel lesson for today. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, now that the midterm elections are over, the damage or the positive things have been done, the national news has returned to normal topics, such as national disasters and the challenge of China's economy and export business. The biggest national disaster for the last 3 weeks or so has been close to home, as you all could smell it even, a wildfire in Northern California known as the Camp Fire. It is now reported that the Camp Fire is the deadliest and most destructive wildfire in California history. It is also the deadliest wildfire in the United States since the 1918 Cloquet Fire in northern Minnesota, as well as the sixth deadliest U.S. wildfire overall. Named after Camp Creek Road, its place of origin, the fire started on November 8th in Butte County. The fire now officially is out, and as so far, the statistics say as of last night, 84 civilian fatalities, injured 12 civilians and 5 firefighters, with 605 people still missing and 52,000 people displaced from their homes. The fire covered an area of 153,000 acres. It's 24 square miles, if you don't know how that works out. Destroyed 17,148 structures, which included 13,954 homes and 514 businesses, most of the damage occurring within the first 2 days. As of November 19th, insured damage was estimated to be $7.5 to $10 billion. The fire forced the evacuation of these towns: Paradise, Magalia, Centerville, Concow, Pulga, Butte Creek Canyon, and Yankee Hill, and it threatened the communities of Chico, Butte Valley, Forest Ranch, Helltown, Inskip, Oroville, and Sterling City. Within the first day, the fire essentially destroyed the community of Concow and the town of Paradise, incinerating homes, businesses, churches, a hospital, schools, and a rest home. Now, this campfire is just a drop in the bucket compared to the natural disasters that will overcome the world just before Jesus returns. And there is no doubt that Jesus taught about these things to his disciples because they are reported in 3 out of the 4 Gospels. Jesus' sermon about the end of the world is found in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and in our Gospel, Mark 13. The omens, or the signs, of Jesus' return are in our Gospel, verses 24 to 25, where it says, "The sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken." Luke 21, verse 25 adds this, "The seas and the waves are roaring." And then the result of these signs, there will be, quote, "distress of nations with perplexity, men's hearts failing them from fear, and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth." That's Luke 21, 25 to 26. The Christian religion is not unique in a belief in the end of the world and these type of signs of the end of human history. The prophet Daniel in the Old Testament predicted the end of the world along with the elevation of the Messiah to universal rule. That's in Daniel chapter 7, and this is where the phrase "the Son of Man" comes from. Jesus uses that of himself, referring to the Daniel prophecy. Zoroastrianism, Judaism, Islam, and most forms of Christianity predict similar events at the end of the world. Other religions, such as Hinduism and Buddhism, believe in cycles of history, punctuated by natural disasters, which completely destroy the old world order and usher in a new world. The only difference is they think that this just keeps going on, and the monotheistic religions believe it happens once. Only liberal Protestantism and other modern forms of unbelief reject the idea of the end of the world altogether. They believe that humankind will continue to evolve towards some future golden age, and that this is our evolutionary destiny. Many Protestants in the United States believe in or have been influenced by millennial ideas. Millennialists ignore the clear teaching of Jesus in our Gospel. Instead of looking to signs in the sun, moon, stars, and sky and oceans, millennialists try to predict the plans of God by numerical calculations from biblical prophecy and by interpreting current events, especially as that pertains to the Jews and Holy Land. These ideas were rejected in the Lutheran Augsburg Confession, Article 7, which states, quote, "Rejected are certain opinions which are even now making an appearance and which teach that before the resurrection of the dead, saints and godly men will possess a worldly kingdom and annihilate all the godless." People who think that they can determine the end of the world, that is, its time, need to hear Jesus' own words in our gospel. In verses 32 to 33, Jesus says, "Concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, only the Father. Be on your guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come." Now, I'm always amused when I meet people who think that they know better than Jesus himself when the time of the end will come. Yes, even Jesus doesn't know. And he is God, with omniscience and foreknowledge and everything else that pertains to God. But Jesus doesn't know when this will be. And if Jesus doesn't know the year, the day, and the hour, no mere man will know, that's for sure. Well, then what can you do to be ready for the end of the world? If everything in this world is going to be destroyed, what good does it do to stockpile supplies or build concrete bunkers or move to a remote part of the world? What good does it do to back up your computer files or pack up your family photos? None of that's going to survive the end of the world. It only has use for us here on this earth, for present or future generations. What can you do to be ready? You can't protect your stuff, and you can't take it with you. But you can protect your faith. Jesus says about this in our text, verses 35 to 37, and I repeat this, "Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or when the cock crows, or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. What I say to you, I say to all people, stay awake." In other words, remain spiritually alert. How do you stay spiritually alert? By continuing the practices that Jesus has given to believers to strengthen and exercise their faith. First, attend church on a regular basis and pay attention to the lessons and the sermons, so that you hear and understand the Word of God. Number two, say the confession, receive the absolution, and partake the Lord's Supper on a regular basis. Three, attend Bible class on Sunday or at other times when it is offered, again to hear more of the Word and meditate on it. Four, pray daily, both privately and as a couple or a family. Five, study the scriptures on your own. Six, share the gospel with people who don't believe among your family, friends, and neighbors. Seven, read good Lutheran literature like Portals of Prayer, the Confessions in the Book of Concord, and the works of Martin Luther, and many other good books that we have here in our church library. And eight, encourage and support your fellow congregation members and other Christians too, through both good and bad times, by setting their hope on the future. As this church year comes to its end, I pray that you may renew your commitment to Jesus and his word, so that your faith may be strengthened day by day, and all the more as we await Jesus' return in glory. In Jesus' name, amen.